What is going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Catching Heaters. I'm your host, Matt, and as always, I am excited to be here with you today. I'm also happy to be back creating some content. I know I took a couple days off. The wife and I were in Houston, Texas for a couple of days. She had some work things going on, so luckily I got to tag along and just enjoy the city, eat some good food, have some good drinks, relax. So we're back home now after a good, nice weekend, and I'm excited to kind of touch base with you guys and discuss what was happening last week. And in today's show, I'm going to go over an update of Project 2020, kind of what happened last week, and a couple of cars that have been released yesterday, Monday, and today, Tuesday. The NBA playoffs are back, baby. I'm excited for sports, at least one sport of the main three sports to be announced that they're coming back. So I'm excited for basketball on the horizon. And then I'm going to touch base on the major leagues, what their talks are, and kind of how they're just stuck in the mud right now. It's kind of frustrating. First off, though, if you're enjoying my content, if you're enjoying Catching Heaters overall and what I'm putting out, I would really appreciate it if you could give me a good rating, you know, 5 stars, give me some comments on the podcast. That goes a long way. I would really and greatly appreciate it. You can also follow me at Catching Heaters on Instagram and on TikTok. I'm putting out content and kind of showing cards that I'm picking up and producing content periodically, almost every day on those platforms as well. So check me out there. I would greatly appreciate the follow and likes. So let's hop into it. Let's start off with a Project 2020 update. And, you know, like I've always said, guys, I really like this project that they're doing. It seems right now it's starting to slow down a little bit when you're talking about the secondary market. Everything was so hot there for a minute, and the secondary market was going crazy for some of these cards. If you've been paying attention, the secondary market is starting to stabilize a little bit and come down. You're starting to see that a little bit in the print runs as well. Last week, in the previous week, you had that highest print run with the Griffey Shore. And this week, you had a big, big number with the Trout, with the Jameson Baller. But the rest of the cards are starting to settle in a little bit. I think there was so much hype going on that people started to jump in quickly. But if you keep paying attention and staying up to date and picking up some of these under the radar cards, the print runs are starting to come down a little bit. So let's go over the print runs last week. You had the Theo Maguire and the V-Day's Jackie Robinson. The Theo Maguire did 19,800 in change, and then the Jackie Robinson did 20,000. So those are, you know, coming down from what they were with like the 40, 50,000, 30,000. And then you had the big release of the Trout, which was the combination of the Jameson and Baller combo, the duo there. Awesome looking card. That got released with the Sandy Koufax, the Tyson Beck. And I was a little surprised, since they were released together, that the print runs weren't aligned as much, because the Trout did 74,000 and the Tyson Beck only did 21,000. So what that is kind of telling me is people are starting to take a step back a little bit and not buying up as many cards all at once in bulk, because I think that the secondary market is starting to come down a little bit. But those top-tier guys like Trout, the Griffey, and I'm sure some of these Jeters are going to go high as well. But you just see that 74,000, and that's a sweet card. I bought both that and the Koufax. I really like the Tyson Beck Koufax as well, so at the second card release, you start to see some of those other cards besides the Trouts coming down a little bit. And then the next 2 days, they dropped even more. You had the Keith Shore, the George Brett, and the Willie Mays Rochester. Both were just over 10,000. 10,700 for the George Brett Shore, and then 10,500 for the Mays Rochester. And the following day, the last one that you had was the Henderson, Ricky Henderson, the JK5, and the Clemente Taylor, and those were just over 11,000 each. So I think that the market's starting to stabilize a little bit. I think it got so hot for a minute. And the ones that are out right now on the website, the first ones that came out yesterday, which was Monday, you have the King Saladin, the Nolan Ryan. Really awesome looking card. I am going to buy myself one of those. And you have the Grotesque, the Dwight Gooden. The two that dropped today are sweet. I could see the print runs for the two today being very high. You have the Urmzi Jeter, which, man, when it released today, it is a sharp-looking card. It might I'm a big fan of the Jeter Saladin that came out, but this Urmzi one might give it a run for its money. It's a sharp-looking card. And then you got the Bob Gibson that came out from Gregory Siff, which is a cool-looking card too. They both kind of have the black background going on, which I like, and then you get the pop of the colors for both of these. And you can definitely that's what's cool about these artists is now when they come out, you know exactly what artist it is. So moving forward, you know, just thoughts on everything. Like I said, the secondary market is starting to come back a little bit. My advice always is if you want the cards, buy them off the Topps website. They are there for the 48 hours. You can get them at a good price. You can do the smart post. It's going to take a little time for you to get them, but you know, if you're looking to collect them and possibly sell them, you know, here shortly in the next year or so, buy them off and go after the players and also the artists that you personally like and think they're going to have value. Now, if you're asking me at the end of the day, in a year or so, in 5 years, in 6 months, I think there's probably five artists that I, you know, after watching everything and seeing what's going on, the five artists that I think, and this is just personal opinion, that will hold the most value, I think the first one's going to be Urmzi. Everything that he is putting out, I really like. He has a lot of short print runs for his first couple cards. I think it's the first five cards are really short print runs. This Jeter that he just put out is fantastic. I could see Urmzi being the class of this set and the desirable cards that people want to go after years down the road. I think that has a lot to do with the original Mike Trout, and it kind of correlates to the rest of the set. So I think people, if they're going after one artist, Urmzi could be the most desirable. The other guys that I really like, Andrew Thiel, I think he's doing great work with what he's putting out. I really like all his cards. King Saladin, I really enjoy his Jeter and all the other pieces that he's coming out with. And then Ben Baller and Blake Jameson. I think those are the five guys that I would hone in on personally. Those are kind of the cards that I like seeing when they come out and what the print runs are going to be. The thing is, moving forward, those guys could be the ones that have the higher print runs, especially for some of the top tier guys. So if you're looking for sneaky value, you might want to go for certain type of artists that might have the lower print run. So there, I think there's a little bit of personal collecting and what cards you might want to keep for yourself and what cards could have sneaky value down the road. This project is just all over the place. I don't think anybody in the industry really knows exactly what's going to happen, but I do think at the end of the day, if you buy them off the Topps website, either it's one card for $20 or you get the two for the $35, long term, the value will be there. You're not going to lose money at the end of the day. You would probably be able to at least sell them for the same value that you bought them for if you want to end up selling them and break even. Some of the cards now are coming under $100. I think there's still profits to be made. So just keep following it. I'll keep doing updates. A lot of good things happening. I just think it's an awesome project, and there's still a long ways to go. There's only 107 or 108 cards that have been released so far, and you got to get to 400. So long ways to go. I think as sports pick up too, there might the eyes that are on this might dwindle a little bit as well. So we'll keep updating you. It's a cool project. Check it out if you haven't been on the Topps site, and you know, have fun with it, guys. So the next topic I wanted to get into was the NBA. I'm super excited that they are coming back. I'm just ready for sports. Like, I think everybody is fiending for some type of sports to be played. And if the NBA comes back first, it's really going to pump the ratings. People are going to be all over it. The card market's going to be hot. what should your strategy be going in? I haven't been in the card industry to go through an NBA playoffs yet. So I'm kind of looking at this from what I'm hearing from it within the industry. And then just going off my knowledge from being an NBA fan and watching NBA and following all the teams, I think there's three things for me that I'm kind of watching. And the obvious one is you want to go after, you know, players and kind of know the teams that are going to make long runs in the playoffs. And I think majority of us know which teams are going to do that. You know, the Lakers, you're talking about Clippers, the Bucks from the East also. You know, those top tier teams that everybody's kind of looking for, the Celtics. So looking into that, if you're investing in players, you really want to go into those tiers of those teams and kind of dig into that. At the end of the day, I think for those teams, if you have the money and you can put it into LeBron, I don't see how you're going to go wrong. I think that's a very easy answer to say go after LeBron. But I do think that my personal opinion is the Lakers are going to win the championship this year. So right now where his cards are, if they make a big run and LeBron has a huge playoffs, they're only going to continue to elevate. So if you want to get in on LeBron, I would recommend doing it now. I don't know after the playoffs what will happen, but it's going to be a short turnaround too to next season. So get in on LeBron if you can. If you listen to my previous NBA playoff format, I kind of broke down matchups if they were to stay the same. I know that they have the 22 teams that are going to be in it now, and then it's a different setting if they're within four games and they have to do a playoff with the AC. But I think some of those top-tier teams, it's not going to matter really. So my advice on the teams are going to making a run, if you're interested at all and you can buy LeBron, Tatum, Giannis, or Kawhi, I would go do it. I think these long runs of these teams are going to really produce high numbers for these cards. I'm interested to see how it plays out when it comes to each matchup. One sneaky guy that's has a good team, I'm talk a little bit more. If you listen to my other podcast regarding the playoffs, I think James Harden is a sneaky guy to pay attention to. So I'm throwing him out there. The next two things that I want to discuss is, you know, a lot of people are talking about focusing on number two, number three guys. And I agree with that. But I also think overextending on certain guys like a Kyle Kuzma or some other players, I don't know if they're going to have enough big games for it to make a huge impact. So I know a lot of people are giving advice on, you know, someone can blow up or they're going to need a third player, which they will. But ultimately, a team like the Lakers, LeBron's going to do the heavy lifting. You're going to have AD who's going to put up his 20 points. And then, you know, Kuzma might have a nice 20-point game, but I don't know. And that's why I'm curious to see how it pans out in the playoffs. But I don't know how much that's going to really drive his cards home. Previous years, when I watched the playoffs, the role player in each series kind of, you know, picks up the pace in each game. So I think it's a game by game for a role player. And you look at the Lakers, there's going to be guys that are going to step up. Like I could see, for me, the Lakers, I love Danny Green. He is exactly what LeBron needs on his team in a sharpshooter. So you have him and Pope. I think those guys are the interesting guys that could have a 25-point game if they get hot from three-point range in a game six or a game that LeBron and AD really need a player. I don't know if investing in their cards is the way to go, but this is just my mindset around the playoffs. Is it kind of goes game to game. You could see a Rondo possibly having a big game. So when I'm talking about twos and threes, there are some guys that I think would be good to look at. And the reason why I'm looking at these players is I want to have two teams in each conference that I think could have an upset and make a run towards the championship. And I'm being realistic on teams that I think if they get hot, they could get to the Eastern or Western Conference Finals and give a team a run for their money. And those teams are the Rockets. I really like Harden and Westbrook and what they're doing. So that's why I think Westbrook is an interesting guy. They're from the West. The other team from the West is the Nuggets. I don't know how far they could really make a run, but there's some interesting guys on their team, like Jamal Murray, and you got Michael Porter Jr., who I like as a rookie. So the Nuggets are an interesting team for me. The two teams on the East are the ones that I'm really looking at and I think have investable players, and it's for even the playoffs and then moving forward. I think it's going to be a Lakers-Celtics championship. That was my prediction if you listened to my previous podcast. So when you're looking at Tatum, obviously is the guy there. But you want to think about Kemba Walker, you know, Al Horford, and some other guys with the Celtics. I think Kemba could be the interesting guy. He's a shooter. He's a gamer. If they make it a deep run, Tatum is going to need another guy. Could it be Kemba Walker? I think it could. I think he could have some big games. And then the last team is the Heat. I really think that they could possibly have an upset and make it to the second round matchup where they're facing the Bucks. The Bucks have they have Giannis. They're a great team, but I could see a team pushing them like the Heat that's young, has a strong mindset with Jimmy Butler. You got some shooters in Tyler Hero, and you know Kendrick Nunn is coming on as a shooter that they have, and you got Bam to kind of protect the rim. It's just an interesting matchup. I think the Heat could make a run. And that kind of plays into players that, which is my third point, which you would want to focus on players that can possibly build on next year. And I think some of those players I already mentioned, a Kendrick Nunn, a Tyler Hero, Michael Porter Jr., maybe a Jamal Murray with the Nuggets, if the Nuggets get hot and make a run. So I'm no expert on the NBA as far as cards go. When it comes to watching them, I watch them every year. I follow the NBA heavy. I think at the end of the day, my prediction is going to be Lakers-Celtics. If it is, Tatum versus LeBron is going to be very interesting. I think LeBron takes it home this year. If you can get in on LeBron right now, I would. I think that's the buy to go with. So just excited overall for the NBA to be back. I think that those are a couple things that I would keep an eye on, you know, if you're talking about investing. I would focus on teams that can push through and maybe challenge a team or even upset a team, and then look at the players on those teams and do your own research. Look at what you want. All right, so let's move on to baseball. I'm just going to touch on this because there's not a whole lot going on, but it looks like the owners came back with a proposal for the 76-game season with 75% salary. I don't know. I feel like right now it's looking like they might not have a season. From the owner's perspective, I think that they're going to push and kind of, unfortunately, put this on the players, because I think at the end of the day, if the owners didn't have a season, it would be better for them as far as business goes. So I don't think it'd be good for the sport of baseball, but from an owner's perspective, from a business mind, look, they can kind of stand their ground and say, this is where we're at. I wish they would play more than 76 games, but what I kind of think is the players want their 100% portion of their money. So I think they're going to land somewhere in between the 50 and 76 games, 72, you know, 68, maybe somewhere in that range. I wish that the owners would just buck up and say, we're going to give you this 72 games or the 80 games that they're trying to get originally. Baseball is going to be hurting if they're the one major sport that doesn't end up playing, I think that they won't play, but something's going to have to happen. The players are going to have to budge. I don't think it should be that way, but I think that the players are going to have to bend a little bit to be able to get the season in. Ultimately, they're going to get it done, hopefully, by the end of the week. They need to do it quickly because they're not going to be playing baseball in winter. So we'll see what happens. I'm excited for sports to be back. I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. We have the MLB draft coming up tomorrow night on Wednesday. I'm going to be doing some digging tonight, and I'm probably going to post an episode tomorrow for players to kind of look at within the draft that I like, and just kind of do some updates on some guys before the draft starts tomorrow. So be on the lookout for that. Again, guys, thanks so much for listening. Check me out on Instagram. Check me out on TikTok. Go ahead, give me 5 stars. I'd really appreciate that. Give me a good review. Subscribe. Have a great rest of your week, and we'll touch base with another episode tomorrow. Thanks, and have a good one.